to experience something came from out of mind. Mm. So you see, when we were learning alphabet in the during kindergarten time, when you learn alphabet, you see, so at the beginning, the teacher, whoever introduced you alphabet, you see, for example, so on the blackboard, you see, anyway, on the blackboard is written, you see, written line like this, see, you know, line like this, you know, so like that, and then like this, you see, like that. There is a drawing, you know, design, you know, like this. So that time, you are not told A. You are not introduced to this A. Just, you know, like this. This the line you see, the line like this, you see there. You see, that's all what you see. That time you don't see A. That time you don't see that this is A. You don't have that perception that this is A. You just see the line like this. Then after that, the teacher or whoever you see introduces you that this is A. Then you see you believe. Then you believe what the person says tells you. You see, you believe in that, and then your mind make up the label. Because seeing this, then your mind which see this, make up the label A. And then you believe in that label. You believe in your label. After that, then there's appearance. Then after you are believing in the label that you put, you see, A, then after that, only after that, then there's appearance. But if you don't believe in that, I don't think there's appearance to you. A. If you don't believe in your label, I don't think that you will have appearance A. But anyway, you can analyze. You can check. You put a lot of labels. You know, Then you check whether you have appearance. You check your label is gold. You know, whether you have appearance of gold. Anyway. So, you have $10. That you label $1 billion. I have $1 billion. Then you check. Anyway. Just one, so easy, just 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 second, you become billionaire, you know. Anyway, after you believe in your label, then you have appearance A, you see, only after that, you have appearance A. After the appearance, then you see this is A. Only after appearance, then you see that this A, you see. So until you see that this A, there's a whole evolution that takes time. There's a whole evolution that takes, you see. Starting from, you see, your mind seeing this line, you know, then making up the label A, starting from there. And before that, you are told by somebody, because then you believe in that, you see. So now here, you see, you're seeing the A, this appearance of A, where it came from. The appearance, your view of A. You see. The A that you see. You see. Came from your mind. So like that, all the after Z, all same. You see, all those appearances that you have and that you see this and that, all this come from your mind. So like that, same. You see, from morning after we woke up, that one day, whatever we see, all this appearance came from our mind. All these forms, for here, the temple, statue, all this appearance, whatever we have here, all the appearance, the ceiling, the pillars, all these flowers, these colors, all this appearance, whatever we have, whatever we see, came from our mind. Whatever we see, whatever appears to us, it's all came from our mind labeling. This is pillar, this is ceiling, this is flower, this is yellow, this is red, this is a cloth, this is a mug, this came from our mind labeling. So everything, trees, sky, clouds, grass, road, car, people, all this, what you see, all this appearance that you have, all come from mind. Friend, enemy, stranger, bad, good, beautiful, ugly, same. They originally, by mind labeling. Your mind labeling. So whatever you hear, what the sense of ear, the object, what sense of ear, hears or listens, that is the base. And because this is there, so then your mind label up sound. Object or sense of ear listens or hears. That's the base. The mind seeing that makes up the label sound. So sound is the label and that one is the base. So again, two different phenomena. But when we don't analyze, it looks like they're indifferentiable. So that is a false, wrong view. So that's the way how to maintain the emptiness of the sound. How the sound doesn't exist from its own side. It's merely imputed by mind. So again, so your mind made of level sound, bad and good, whatever you see. Believe in that appeared, and you see that way. After labeling, believe in that, then you hear bad or good sound, like that. So it came from the mind. So like the same smell, taste, tangible object. So same. All those what appears to you, what you smell, what all this can come from one's mind. originally by imputing, you know, the very first start your mind labeling. Start with that. So, therefore, 24 hours, whatever your world, you know, your six, your say, five senses, you see, this, the views, what you see, what you hear, what you think, what taste, you know, what smell, so everything came from our mind, came from our mind. You see, the logic is that the root is there. Everything starts your mind first. Your mind labeling. By seeing the base, your mind labeled. Then that's how things start. So first thing is to meditate this. Sitting meditation like this. And then when you're walking around, practice awareness. Trees. Same thing. Or how you seeing things, but also how you, also same thing, how you see the person, beautiful or ugly, depend what kind of label your mind put it. You see? You know? Depend on what kind of label you put it, so you see. including enemy, friend, same. Came from your mind. So, that you see, you know, all this view of your, all this appearance, and you're seeing those, and how you see those, same. And how you see those, how you see those, is it, how your mind, what kind of label you put it, what kind of label you put it, then that's how you see. So, while you're walking around, practice awareness in this. You are with the seeing, hearing, touch, smell, you know that. So I think it's very important. This is very, very important meditation. This also helps to understand karma. Karma. Everything came, whatever happens in life came from karma. You see? So this helps, you know, also to say, helps to understand karma. Especially, it helps. It's because the process. How things, they do not exist from their own sight. You know, how things are empty. To go into emptiness, to go to see the truth of the phenomena. You see, it becomes a process for that. So then you see, so this is very important. You know, even to do meditation like this, even for 1 week, that is so good. So powerful and so good. And then you know that your 24 hours of life experience, you know. So, like this, depending on what kind of label you put, you see the things that way. And then you see, if you put a negative label, you see negative. Then you have unpleasant feeling. You see, you put negative label by your mind, you see negative, you see. When you see negative, then when it appears negative, you see negative, then you have unpleasant feeling. See. For example, your mind put label, you know, this is the enemy. You know, what this person does is a harm, bad, you see, enemy. Then appear that way, you see that way. Then you see, contacting the enemy, then you get unpleasant feeling, unhappiness. You see, you get unhappiness. Your mind put label enemy, appeared, you see enemy. Then when you see enemy, then you get negative effect, unpleasant feeling, unhappiness. So what makes you upset is about this person not making you upset. Now you see the analysis, this person not making you upset. Who is making you upset? It's your mind. Your mind is making you upset. Your mind, your concept is making you upset. Your concept is making you depressed. That's the whole point, you know. This way of meditating, then you come to realize, actually that object is not what is disturbing me. It's my concept. My mind is disturbing me. My mind is making me unhappy. It's my concept, you know, my impure concept. It's impure mind. Mind looking impure, negative, you see. And then that affects me, you see, makes me depressed, unhappy. You see, my mind is the one making my negative mind, impure mind, is the one that, you know, gives suffering to me, gives problem to me, you see. If I my mind pure, correct, then pure thought and positive and positive label, you see positive, good, then you have pleasant feeling, makes you happy. So it's making happy also has to come from your mind. Yeah. So here is the key of your mind becomes the key for your suffering. You know, your mind becomes the key for your happiness. You see. What kind of label you put in you? Whether you put a negative label on your life situation, on the objects, or positive. So your mind becomes channel, like TV channel. You see, bad movie, or good movie, or your mind. Same, your mind is like that. So that's how you see in the daily life. Happy unhappiness, ups and downs. So it comes from your mind. It's your mind. Your mind is doing that. Your mind is bringing your life ups and downs. You see. So, if your mind is always positive, you know, only putting positive labels, good, everything good. You see. Then, what you see, everything what you appear good, what you see is good, and you have always pleasant. It's always happiness. You have always happiness. Whatever happens to your life, you always have happiness. Even you have cancer, you have happiness. Even you have AIDS, you have happiness. Even you are dying, you have happiness. So like that. So through meditation, of course, your mind becomes powerful. If you put a positive label, you see positive, death, cancer, whatever problem, you see through meditation, especially bodhicitta, not just emptiness, but especially bodhicitta, you see, the compassion towards us, total transmission, makes everything positive. You see, makes everything positive. So you see everything positive, you know, you have happiness. No matter whatever problem you encounter, you have happiness. So this is how you transform your problem into happiness, including death. So you see, especially with bodhicitta, you use your death to achieve enlightenment. You use your death to purify your mind. You use your death to path to achieve enlightenment, you see. Poor sentient beings with bodhicitta are like that, you see. So death does not become suffering. It causes unhappiness, you see. You know, taking positive idea, experiencing death with bodhicitta, it's only positive, and you use death experience the path to achieve enlightenment, to cease all the defilements, and achieve all the perfected qualities, to liberate numberless sentient beings, to bring them to enlightenment. So that's it. I think this meditation is very important. So maybe can try one of the sitting meditations. But most important, when you are out, when you are not doing sitting meditation, that time to practice this. especially these weeks, you know, to put much effort in the practicing this mindfulness in your room, in the outside, to practice mindfulness as much as possible in this, and it's very extremely useful. So this way you can see, even with this meditation, you can see your mind. You are the liberator. As Buddha said, you are the enemy to yourself. You are the liberator to yourself. Because depending on what you do with your mind, you know, like that, you can create a hell realm. Also, you can create enlightenment. You know, depending on what you do with your mind. May the bodhicitta be generated with the mind, in the mind of all the sentient beings, without delay, second, they were generated, may they be increased. Chanjo simjo rimbo che ma de banam de juru ji kyawa nyamba meva ye gong ne gong du brevaro. May any sentient being who see me, touch me, remember me, think about me, talk about me, praise or criticize me, whatever they do towards me. May it cause for them, immediately to be liberated from the, may they never ever reborn lower realms again, and may it cause them to be liberated immediately from all the disease, spirit harm, the karma, all the defilements, and may they achieve enlightenment as quick as possible by throughout the whole part, especially bodhicitta. Due to the past, which may be described by me, may be described by others, there which is merely leveled by mind, may the eye, who is also merely leveled by mind, achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which also merely leveled by mind, lead all the sentient beings who are also merely leveled by mind to that enlightenment, which is also merely leveled by the mind, by myself alone, who also are merely leveled by the mind. As Tishan Buddha Sabha's dedicated merits, at my utmost, in that way, I dedicate all my merits. And the material that three times merits collected by others, may the purest teaching of the Lama Tsongkhapa be completely actualized with my mind and also family members and everyone us here, and all the students and benefactors in this organization, especially those who sacrifice their life during service others through this organization. My promise broke, who was relevant, whose name is given to me, including Dim, then may it be teaching Lama Tsongkhapa and may it be flourish in this world and spread in all the directions. And may I be able to cause this to happen by myself. Well, thank you very much.